You're listening to SBS News.
Asking for help for a mental health concern is difficult for most people. Many men in particular find it extra challenging. But for men who are migrants or refugees, it can be harder again. A number of refugees with lived experience in this area have learned how to mentor those now facing the same issues the mentors experienced when they first arrived. Zafer Shaino and Leith Maizel are good friends. They arrived separately in Australia in 2017 and have since become friends, not only supporting one another, but now other refugees as well. Zafer is a newly trained mentor working with other refugees from Iraq in Sydney's West. He says simply listening to others' troubles is helpful in itself.
Mentoring is very important, to listen to others and to find a way to you can help them, which is the right way to help them. And don't judge, just try to help them. In our country, we always, when we talk to someone, the first thing we do, we judge him. But with mentoring, no, you just have to listen and be open and listen. And don't judge anyone, because all of us, we are just a human. We help each other.
How are you helping?
Because we are from the same background, same country, speak same language.
Zafer fled Iraq in 2014 after a threat from an unknown source arrived at his door in a folded paper. The threat came in the form of a large caliber bullet placed at his family's door.
February 2014, I was sitting at my workshop and someone came. He was wearing black.
The man in black had a sinister message for Zafer. He told him that because he was liked, he was being given a warning to leave, something Zafer is grateful for. Zafer knew of others who'd had no warning.
And I smiled, and I told him, thank you, because that his words make me confused. What does this man mean? But I already, from my experience, I know what's happened to my neighbors, left and right. So the very next day, when I came morning to open my workshop, I found under the door, there's a gap. When I opened the door, I found like a paper. It was what you call flooded. When I opened it, I found a bullet in that paper. When you get this message or this letter like this, that means you have to leave. You just have 48 hours to leave, or you are going to have a bullet like this in your head.
At the time, Zafer ran a busy television repair shop in Baghdad, but he immediately fled with his wife to Turkey. The threat of the bullet in the head is gone, but years later, the memories and nightmares of his experiences in Iraq still haunt him.
Where they put this bullet, it starts after night, at night, when it became dark. I jumped from my bed, sometimes screaming.
Okay, so it's like a panic.
Panic, yeah.
You used to get panic attacks.
Yes, and this continued with me every night, till now.
Zafer and Leith are among 9 Arabic-speaking men who took part in a new Arab men's mentoring program in Sydney's West. Leith is having difficulties finding work. He hopes to fill his time by helping mentor those in a similar situation as he is.
I'm ready to be a trainer with other people, because when I first came to Australia, I needed people to help me, and now I am qualified to help people. We took part in a preparatory course for trainees, and we were nominated around 9 people. The course went on for 6 weeks, once a week, and the lecturers were quite excellent, and the instructors were very proficient. We benefited a lot from the course. We discussed how to prepare future trainees, how to resolve people's problems, how to address people who have problems, how to approach them at first, how to speak with them, how to advise that person, to the point of eventually becoming a trainer for others.
The two men live near Fairfield, one of Australia's most diverse suburbs, where half of the 200,000 residents were born overseas and 120 languages are spoken. Program founder Ian Westmoreland hopes to help refugees better adjust to life in a new land. He understands the challenges newcomers face.
I was actually struggling in life myself. I was looking for a mentor, and I searched the internet for an organization who could provide support to me as a man, and incredibly disappointed to find there was no organization. So it motivated me to write a proposal and then ultimately to establish Mentoring Men.
Ian says one of the challenges new arrivals face is finding work that uses their expertise.
These men have come from a position of high regard because of their age and their wisdom and their own culture, and they come to Australia. Their qualifications don't count. They often can't get meaningful jobs. The regard within the community, they're not getting the same respect that they got back home. So it's a real challenge for these guys.
More training workshops are planned, and Ian hopes to reach many more at risk.
And we would love to roll this out across Australia to other language groups.
For now, Dhafer and Laith have found some peace, though they miss their country of origin dearly. Laith longs to see his son and grandson, while Dhafer laments the loss of peace and tranquility for all Iraqis back home. So he hopes to help others find it in Australia.
The very most important thing here is to have peace. We lost peace in our country. There's no peace. Here we found peace. This is the very important thing.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.